Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does one define love?
Bona.
Ha!
Rock on one, baby.
For God's sake!
That's what
man.
You said.
Kimmy,
okay.
How do you put into the words? I can't even talk now. Kimmy, how do you put into words the idea of romance?
Not what Tommy just said.
What did I say?
Okay.
I forgot.
Everything but that.
Look, I mean, if you haven't figured it out yet, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so you're too late. And this story in the DNC, it's very valuable for boyfriends and husbands looking to give their lady an experience without breaking the bank. But everyone's definition of the word romance is a little bit different.
Oh, sure.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The DNC is looking out for you.
What are they reading?
Story this week, 9 romantic places to go for drinks in Rochester.
Oh, a little cocktail.
You got it. So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You may need a place. And here's the thing. You're not going to be able to find a dinner reservation, most likely. But going out for a drink.
Cozy up at the bar, sure.
Yes, could be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And what's brilliant about this story in the DNC, which, by the way, you can go find if you want to go look at the DNC's website, it lists some out-of-the-way little places you may have never heard of.
Very cool.
For example, they talk about Spritz 146 in East Rochester.
Spritz?
You know,
I think it's new, right?
I
think it replaced another joint there.
What was it called? Street. Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, I think
no, I have no jokes. You've heard me do my job.
I think it was another Italian joint before that.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I've never been in this place. It looks really nice in the article.
Mm.
Why are we putting numbers on the end of restaurants for no reason?
Because there's already a Spritz.
Is there already a Spritz? Now it's Spritz 140. No.
The 140, what'd you say, 140?
So it's basically the address. It's the
address.
Is
that what it is? Okay, but like my wife would be like, I want to try this new restaurant. What's it called? Dave's 37? Like, there's always a number.
Yeah.
Okay. They talk about a place called Grace and Disgrace on Richmond Street. They talk about Main and Vine in Fairport. And these places look very high-end.
All right.
High-end enough where you could, tomorrow night in theory, just take your lady out for drinks and get away
cocktail,
with it.
Yeah.
You got it. If you take her to a high-end place, you could get away with just drinks and no dinner, right?
Right, probably dinner and maybe some apps at the bar.
Well, I don't know if some of these places serve food.
Oh, all right.
But.
So you're saying just the drinks and that's it?
I'm asking, if I take you to a high-end bar, because a lot of these places look high-end, fancy, like a place your wife would walk into and go, wow, I didn't know you had this in you.
All right.
A couple of drinks isn't enough on Valentine's Day?
I mean, you're not going to be hungry.
Well, stop at Taco Bell on the way home.
Okay. I mean, that's satisfying.
Oh, there's going to be some tacos, baby. We going to eat all the tacos. No, you can't just go tacos.
Drinks, you idiot.
Tacos don't get you a taco.
All right.
No, you got it. Unless
you're
going
to. Like that, if you start high end, you got to end high end.
Because all you're buying is one lousy glass of what? Champagne? Or?
Well, no, you could stick around for a few cocktails.
But
is that it?
I mean, if that's your plan.
I think you got to have a little gift. You got to have a little. You have to have a little dessert. You have to have something besides the drink.
Okay, Mr. Class.
What are you spending, $35 tonight?
So what? I mean, it's not
It's
not about the money. It's about the time we get alone together in a place we've never
been.
Says
every chintz-ass boy with ill intent.
Well, you may only have a limited time if you have kids, right?
Yeah.
So, like, let's say you only have, like, an hour or two.
Okay, that's different.
She's going to
want a little
doing.
Something.
Okay, look, let's put aside the drinks.
Stop and get dessert on the way home.
There you go. Yeah, I got some dessert for you. In my pants. My genitals is what I was talking about. As great as this story is for guys, we may be clueless about how to wow our ladies.
Yeah.
It opens up a door that not many people can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
What is romantic? What makes a restaurant, a bar, a place you are taking your partner for the evening romantic? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, seeing as how you are the king of romance, what do you have to see in a place where you know immediately this is romantic?
It's got
to
be something that appeals to my wife aesthetically when we walk in. Like, I know what she likes, and I know what she doesn't like at this point in the relationship.
Can you give me an example of what she likes to see?
She doesn't want loud. She doesn't want bright.
Oh, she doesn't want loud, says Tommy Mulay's wife. Wah, 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 wah. Go on, I'm sorry.
Well, leave me out of it. But, like, I know the kind of joint she likes. She wants to almost feel like she's on vacation when she's at this place, even though we're in town.
I see.
That's the kind of joint.
Gotcha.
So I know, like, that's going to appeal to her.
She doesn't want to feel like she's in Rochester.
Kind of, yeah. Hmm. And you know what? If, you know, she's going to want to be, like, pampered and like, waited on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's it? She wants it to look understated and she wants to be pampered.
Well, that's kind of what the romance is about, right?
Okay, well, that's what
I mean,
asking.
Everybody serves alcohol, so there's got to be something more than that, because I can take it to any joint that's going to have that drink.
Okay, all right. A Nation Turns Its Lonely Eyes to Kimmy as the representative for all women in the break room.
Yeah.
Mrs. Romance Rousseau.
What is romance?
In terms of, like, where you're going,
yes.
I think it has to feel exclusive. Like, whether it's a smaller place or... Like, it has to feel like a place that you went out of your way to get here.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean?
You gotta search it out.
Like, it's a place that you're not going to go every day because maybe you got to really get ahead of it to make a reservation, or you got to know somebody. It has to feel like this is a not everybody can come here kind of feel. It's, even though everybody can, it's got to feel like they can.
Okay, so for example, then this article naming these bars that you may have never heard of before, that would be great.
Yeah, like somewhere that you're trying it for the first time because nobody else has been here.
All right, so you're saying then something more exciting and new.
Yeah, like it's got to be new.
Okay, because I would argue there's more romance walking you through the door of a place that you guys have a history in.
I think that can also be romantic if it's not a place that you're going to every week.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can't be like a weekly thing.
It's got to be something different.
So you're, okay, but see, here's the thing. I know what my wife likes, and I know she likes new things, but she also has like favorite places. Mm-hmm. Like I would think taking her to her favorite place, and now I'm questioning myself.
I don't think you could go wrong there, but it's not going to feel very special.
If it's in high rotation, I would say no.
Oh, excuse me. Suave Mule.
I would tell you, I like that name.
It's not. It was being sarcastic.
I'm going to start calling myself Suave.
Stop calling you Suave.
Tame Suave.
Suave Mule.
Suave Tame Mule.
Like maybe you go to that special
cocktail
bar.
You shut up
bar.
And let Kimmy talk.
Maybe you go to that special cocktail bar before you go to your regular spot.
I got to go two spots. Okay. I'm not going to two spots. We're not making two stops.
I will say, the more you, as for a guy, the more you don't like it is probably means she's going to like
no,
it.
Because you idiot.
You're really doing the things that she really
if
likes
it has
to do.
Small portions.
Yeah.
She might like it.
If there's a story to every plate you're served, she's going to love that.
I can't stand that.
Right, but she's going to love it.
Plate.
So the more you hate it, the more you're on the right path.
Like, I know my husband is really sacrificing if we go to a place where, like, it's, like, bite-sized food.
Remember when we all went out one time and we went to a bite-sized food place and her husband had to stop and get McDonald's?
He ate half a ravioli.
But that's the kind of thing she enjoys.
252 WCMF, we're talking about what is romance. The Democrat and Chronicle puts out a great article. If you're panicked, you got nothing to do tomorrow night, it's 9 romantic places to go for drinks in Rochester. Some of them, Spritz 146 in East Rochester, Grace and Disgrace on Richmond Street, Main and Vine in Fairport, and maybe you can't get dinner reservations yet, but you could pop in for a drink. Mm. We're trying to figure out what is romance. So for your wife then, Tommy, your wife is a quiet, exclusive, romantic place.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Kimmy, to your point about exclusive, even the most exclusive places are most likely going to be slammed on Valentine's.
Yeah, you're right.
You may be able to get a seat at the bar if you just want to sit there and have a drink. Like, if you just want to get into that,
you
we're talking about...
you just want to go there and get in and experience it.
Okay, that's going to suck, though. Okay, you're a small
person.
You better
hope there's a seat at the bar, though, because if you're standing there in a crowd, it's a little awkward.
I love you. I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day.
But I have taken my wife when we've, been out on vacation and stuff. I have taken her to really nice places that we can't afford just to have a drink and check it out.
Okay.
And that goes a lot further than you think.
That makes you sound like such a bum.
I am.
Hey, baby. We can't eat here, but you can have any drink under $10.
But you're there, and you could say you went there and experienced it.
So, the Park Central, was it the Park Hotel in New York City?
Sure.
It's like the original joint, right?
Okay.
It's iconic.
Yeah, I can't afford a dinner in that joint. But we went in there and had a couple of drinks and a nap. It was still super expensive, and you got to experience it. But there's no way we're sitting down dinner and dropping $400.
My husband took me to Red Lobster and said I could smell the biscuits before we go home.
The Red Lobster on near Central Park, also really good.
Bro, I get the sentiment of what you're doing
and
here.
She loved it. She loved it.
Here would be my panic.
What?
Here would be my panic. Let's say I go do that, and hey, we're just going to go in for drinks. And we sit down.
By the way, the drinks are not going to be cheap.
Understood.
You're going to spend big bank on like two drinks and a little app.
Understood.
You got to be seen at a special place.
But that would be my fear is we sit down, we're sitting at the bar, she sees an entree go out the kitchen and she goes, oh, I want to try that. And now I'm in for $100.
No, I say no.
You're going to say no.
Turn your head.
Turn your head now. Come back and we're having sex.
I'm talking to you.
I mean, what makes Valentine's Day the most stressful holiday for men outside of having to compete with every Instagram and Facebook post of women showing what their man did for them?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are not great at dropping hints. Like, I don't know what it is, how it is with you, Tommy, but leading up to Valentine's Day, there are moments where my wife gives off the vibe that she wants to stay home and do something around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are moments, like just the next day, where she gives off the vibe that she wants to dress up and do something fancy.
Right.
And you only get one run at it a year.
Yeah.
So, like, I almost am rolling the dice to figure out, are you in an at-home mood on Friday or are you in an out mood on Friday? Because if I play this wrong, we're in trouble.
I don't think you can go wrong with the going out. Because eventually she's going to want to go out and get dressed up. All women do.
Okay.
So I don't think that's a – I think that's a safe bet. I would say 9 times out of 10, even if she's not into it at the beginning, she's going to enjoy it when she gets there.
Is that true, Kimmy?
I think especially for something like Valentine's Day, you to his point, you can't go wrong making a reservation somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
You know, having a plan.
252-WCMF, we got Facebook messages coming in. All ladies, as we like to say, the men call – the women write. Jessica writes us, I don't need a lot. I just want a night alone with my husband and maybe something a little fancy we don't do on a regular basis. See, that's what I mean. What does that mean?
I don't know. That can mean something as simple
as... But she wants to go out.
Yeah. If it's something you're not doing on a regular basis, I would think, that means try something new. Go somewhere new.
Okay, no, but again, like, I don't need a lot. I just want a night alone and something we don't normally do.
So she wants a plan.
That could be running a carpet shampooer.
But she wants a plan.
Okay.
Have a plan, get a sticky hand. Enjoy your Valentine's
Day. One that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Two, that's disgusting.
Sticky hand and plan rhyme.
Plan and hand do not rhyme.
Yes, they do.
Hand.
Hand. Plan. Hand. Sticky hand.
No.
Sticky.
By the way, your whole hand?
Oh, we're going to have a night, baby.
For God's sakes.
Talk that's about, what she said.
Talk about romance. Let's see if we can get the whole hand sticky tonight, baby.
Let's go to the elbow, darling.
By the way, that was one, it was off one of the unreleased tracks off of that Stones album. Sticky whole hand. Stacy writes us on Facebook as we're talking about what is romance.
Wait, is that Sticky Stacy?
Shut up.
That rhymes.
No, it doesn't.
Sticky Stacy?
Sticky Stacy does not rhyme. That's alliteration. They sound to. Right? Alliteration?
Alliteration? I don't know.
Shut up. Stacy writes, I've learned to keep my expectations low with my fiance. That way
I've given up.
She goes on, that way I don't get disappointed and get mad at him. That is a great policy.
As long as she's not holding a tray at dinner.
Okay.
I'm a happy woman.
What's wrong with holding the tray?
Your wife does not want to go cafeteria style on Valentine's Day.
Wait, too good for a cafeteria?
Yeah, on that day.
Sloppy Joe night down at the VFW.
Golden Corral, please.
Bro, I would kill for Golden Corral.
Okay, Day, Golden Corral. Valentine's
Day. You think it's really busy there on Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say yes, yeah.
But it's not an all-you-can-eat buffet night.
Why not?
She's not going to want. You want some... You want to lay down two bloaties?
If it's one of those, it's a Friday night, I just want to let's go crazy. Let's get every kind of food.
But do you want sex after you're bloated?
Well, you're going to be bloated.
She doesn't want sex ever.
That's true. But she's always in the mood for bloated.
252-WCMF.
I'm in the mood for bloated.
Now I kind of want to go
to just the way you feed me. What?
No, oh, you can't rhyme bloated? Go ahead. Do it.
I'm out.
I kind of want to go to Golden Corral tomorrow night to see if they have like a special Valentine's menu. They probably do.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Steak.
Like, fancy? Well, they always have steak.
No, but probably really good steak this time.
The steak at Golden Corral is good.
Oh, I'm sure it's quality steak.
Shut up. 252-WCMF. Jim's got it all figured out. He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Oh, not bad. How about you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Easy way to take care of the problem. Do what I do.
What's
Ask her what she wants to do.
What does she tell you?
Flat out. She goes, well, you want to go to dinner? I said, Valentine's Day is more for you than it is me. What would you like to do?
I hate this.
So, okay, question. How far in advance do you ask her that question, though? Because if you wait till today or tomorrow. Okay.
All right, so, Jim, in your infinite romantic wisdom, right, because you got it all figured out. I could hear it in your voice when you said like this. What did your wife tell you she wanted to do?
We're going to my nephew's steakhouse in Geneva.
Ooh, look at that. Fancy. Wow. Hey, Chid's ass family discount Valentine's Day.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait,
is that what you do? Is that what you do every Valentine's Day?
No, we haven't been there in months.
So what'd you do last year?
Last year,
his uncle made him pasta.
I think we went to a place up in Syracuse. I don't remember the name of it. She found it. She wanted to try it.
All right.
So you're doing a little road trip too.
Yeah, that's fun. That's that does sound romantic.
You get a little road action on the way home.
No, you need
made
two
a
hands.
Night out of it. Got a hotel up there.
Oh,
like
damn.
They say there is nothing more romantic than a Syracuse hotel room. Boeheim staring at the window.
Something new to do.
No, Jim, that is actually a good idea. Hey, tell your nephew we said hey.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Go to my cousin's restaurant.
Nephew. God, you're the worst at listening.
Well, it's family, whatever.
No, he literally just said nephew.
Nephew, cousin, same thing.
No, it's because I said I made a joke with Uncle's pasta and he got thrown off. Let's take a break.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10 celebrities don't influence what we do.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why companies and politicians use them.
Mm.
And one woman who recently became an even bigger celebrity in Western New York just pulled a genius move. Because for some reason, the one place where we listen the most to famous folks involves our alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah, we like to drinky drink.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
What do you got?
Hailee Steinfeld. Fiance of Josh Allen and the new queen of Western New York made an announcement yesterday. The 28-year-old actress is launching a canned margarita cocktail line called the Angel Margarita.
This is like her line of booze.
Her line of booze, canned cocktails that you can now buy at the store.
Mm.
And here's the thing. It's not anything special to see a celebrity jump into the alcohol. However, Hailee Steinfeld is going to make a fortune with this. Just in the parking lots of Highmark Stadium next season, right? Kimmy, every woman and a bunch of dudes who tailgate in that lot from now on will have the first lady of the Bills in the cooler.
Yeah, I think so. I think, especially initially to kick it all off. But I don't. Would you change your drinking habits for it, I guess, is the question. Would you become canned cocktail guy or gal if you weren't before?
Okay, me, I would not, but I will say this. I do try to go out of my way every Sunday to find the Zubaz cans of Blue Light, and I get frustrated if I can't
find
them.
These are probably going to be a little bit more expensive, too.
Okay, Kimmy, do you want to be the one girl not drinking Hailee's drink? Josh's fiance's drink in the parking lot?
I don't think it's going to be as prominent as you think once people see the price.
Wrong! Did you see how much it costs?
Well, if it's a canned cocktail with liquor in it, usually you can only buy like 4 packs of them, and it's like $20 minimum.
Oh, really? Yeah, but how much do you love Josh? Do you not love Josh?
Yeah.
All he does for us, he can't support his wife. They're living on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Unless it's a fixed quarter billion dollar income.
Unless it's not actual booze in it, it's more of a malt drink, whatever. Okay. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Get it at Wegmans or something.
Yeah, like if you can get it at a grocery store, it'll probably be cheaper.
Okay.
Than if you have to go to the liquor store to buy it.
I can't wait to have this conversation again. The day after opening day, when I come in and I say I saw 5,000 Hailee Steinfeld cans in everyone's hand, you think they'll sell it at the stadium?
Well, it'll depend. It'll depend on how widespread the distribution for it is. Obviously, it's going to be in Buffalo.
Sure.
I wonder, though, if it's going to be one of those things you really have to go out of your way to find if you're not from Buffalo.
All right, quick sidebar question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If Josh goes to the team and goes, hey, can you put my wife's drink in? They have to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, he's the king
now. I would think so.
Would that be
the timing is perfect.
Yeah, I agree with you. Would it be a dick move if Josh Allen went to the Bills and said, can you please put my wife's drink in it? No? You wouldn't think that's a dick move?
No, man. I mean, you got the – right now you got the juice, right?
No, she's got the juice. He's the quarterback.
Well, he's got the ball, so I say squeeze. Yeah, I would definitely tell. They'll do it.
Okay.
They just want to keep this kid happy. What's a couple of cans of beer on a shelf or whatever this stuff is? Margarita to them, right? To keep the kid happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think, like, they'll just add it into the lineup, right?
Okay, getting away from Hailee Steinfeld announcing this canned margarita yesterday.
Yeah.
Why do we drink alcohol celebrities tell us to drink?
Because they're cool and they're drinking that and they look cool drinking it. We want to look cool drinking.
No, but here's the thing. I don't even mean endorsements because celebrities today have cut out the middleman and just started their own liquors and beers. The Rock has Termana Tequila. Kendall Jenner's got 818 Tequila. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, gin and juice, canned alcohol. Blake Lively's got Betty Buzz. George Clooney had Casamigos. And those are just the recent ones, right? Actor Ryan Reynolds sold Aviation Gin for like tens of millions
of
dollars.
Pretty rich.
Yeah.
Jay-Z has sold Ace of Spades, is it champagne, for like over a decade?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way back to who might be the originator of
this. He is.
Sammy Hagar in Cabo Wabo. Mm-hmm. And that has made him a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's become so prominent that when celebrities get in trouble, it can upend the liquor market. For example, Diddy's Ciroc Vodka, which was very popular.
Yeah, the billboards were all over the place.
And MMA fighter Conor McGregor's Proper 12 Whiskey,
mm-hmm.
they have taken major sales hits.
Oh, they tanked them.
Yeah, with both of those two men facing serious sexual assault charges.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's been like that since, you know, from beer with baseball players and football players and all that stuff, you know. I mean,
but I guess there is a slight difference too between them endorsing that booze and them actually like owning it, putting their stamp on. You know what I mean? Like creating it.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, they don't really create it.
No, I know, but that's the idea behind it. Is this is so and so's drink of choice? They selected it. It's what they like.
Man, all those country stars have this.
Yep.
And then they have the bar you can go drink it at. Right?
I don't get that. Because you're, do you know they're not.
Toby Keith had a chain of them.
But they're not at that bar. No. Like, people go to Nashville just to go to their favorite, like, musician's bar. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be there when you walk in.
No, but they got Toby Keith had one in Syracuse.
I know.
Like, he's walking in the door there.
Well, you didn't. He had a place in Syracuse.
I waited and waited.
No, I mean, look, I understand. For years and years and years, they used celebrities to endorse alcohol, right? But it seems that we are more apt to buy it and drink it if they own it.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out why.
Because you're kind of supporting your celebrity.
Yeah, because they need our money.
Well, but you keep giving them money. That's how they got all that money, right?
Here's the difference, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if I, let's use George Clooney. You know I hate George Clooney, but let's use George Clooney as an example. If I think he's a good actor, which, again, I don't, and I'm giving him money to watch him do what he does for a living. Mm-hmm. I want to support the guy.
To live out his dream.
Yes,
right.
But no. I want to watch him act. Yeah. Therefore, I will exchange my money for his services. He's not a tequila maker. So the only reason I'm buying the tequila is what? It's not to support him. It's not to see what he does.
Well, that's my question is, how big of a fan do you have to be to seek it out or buy that over something else?
But you do it with everything. Like where Josh Allen thinks has the best chicken wings, right? Or like when I go into Wegmans and they show me Danny's favorite sandwich.
You're the only one swayed by that, by the way. You keep bringing up Danny's favorite.
It looks really good. But they sell it like...
Go eat it, bitch.
I don't think Danny eats it. But I've had it. It's very good.
252.
But, you know, I mean, it's you want to be like them.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Hailee Steinfeld, Josh Allen's fiance, actress. She announced yesterday she is introducing a line of canned cocktails called the Angel Margarita. She's going to make a fortune just in the parking lots of Highmark Stadium next season. But when you look at all of these celebrities that own liquor brands now, all of them become wildly successful. Kimmy, I can't think of one that didn't work. Have you ever heard of a celebrity getting into the liquor game and like they lose their ass on it?
Yeah.
I guess maybe you wouldn't hear about those stories.
Well, no, because that would be like the one that stood out.
Yeah.
Who was that actor that was hanging out with Michael Jackson, was a big child star of the 80s? Why am I blanking?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I can't think of
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Was it Feldman?
Yeah. But he was also a disaster.
Well, no. Who's the one that's alive?
No, Corey Feldman just died.
What was... No. Okay, who's the one that's alive? Corey... There was two Corys.
Right.
God.
So what happened to him? What about him?
No, I was going to make a joke, but now we ruined it.
Okay. So apparently there have been some liquor brands, celebrity liquor brands that failed. Danny DeVito had a limoncello.
Why were we not buying Danny DeVito's limoncello?
It says that he struggled to with like imports into the U.S. Pharrell had a liquor brand called Cream or something like that.
That's just a bad name choice.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some cream? What?
It does seem like there have been a few that have tried and failed. I don't even know if any of these actually made it to the shelves.
Okay, I'm upset that we didn't support Danny DeVito. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Everybody loves Danny DeVito.
True.
You know, it's funny, too.
Yeah.
They all sell them the same way. Like, it doesn't matter if these are classy celebrities or, like, big old goofs. The commercial or, like, the print ad, it will always have them looking debonair.
Mm-hmm.
They will be sitting in a room with lots of leather in the room for some reason.
Yeah.
And they will look off in the distance in deep thought with the glass of the booze they're selling.
Yeah, it's a very reflective moment in their life.
But it's the same ad for every liquor. It doesn't matter what that celebrity does. I am looking off in the distance with the glass in my hand, and everything in this room is made of leather.
Yeah, and you're contemplating, well, how I got all this leather.
Where could I get more leather?
More leather.
I have started this tequila brand to get more leather.
Corey I think Feldman. It... How bad would it have to be for you to not drink it again? Like, let's say everybody loves Hailee Steinfeld, obviously. We want to support her in Western New York. And let's say you try it and it's just not for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you still continue because you want that can in your hand, or are you like kind of done with it if it's like this is not good?
I mean, yeah, you got to bail on it if it sucks.
I don't know though, man. Like some of these liquors that the celebrities have, like I've tried them, they're not good.
Well, they're probably not for you either.
I don't know. Like, I think you're right. I think people stick with it just because of the name on the bottle. Like, if it's okay, not my favorite, but I'm still going to buy it.
Like, there is a cat. Okay, so, like, right now they sell this stuff called Mafia Juice. You've seen this, right,
yes.
Kimmy? It's like Bill's, is
Bill's
it vodka?
Bill's vodka, I think. Yeah.
And I've never had it.
It's a Bill's vodka.
I think
it's a Bill's
vodka. They also have a champagne, too.
Yes, I've seen it with
Bill's
the Bill's
Mafia
logo on it.
Yeah.
But, like, of all the vodkas you could buy, the only reason that this is coming to the parking lot is because it's got Zubaz and a Bill's logo on it. You know what I mean? So, like, to answer your question, yes, I think that people will muscle through bad alcohol.
And that's tough to do, like, especially if you're, that's your drink for the day and it sucks. I'd have to bail.
You know, going back to Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, do you think that she is releasing this line of margaritas because she has a passion for margaritas? Or do you think she's taking advantage of the Bills tailgate scene knowing they're going to sell that stuff off the shelf?
Could be both. Like, if you're going to do it, like, do it now kind of thing. I mean, like, the hype has really been around you and Josh lately.
Okay.
And I'm sure she's being embraced in Western New York wherever she goes. So maybe that plays into it. Yeah, I think so.
Is she a bad person if she is doing it just to take advantage?
Why not?
Okay.
Do it now while, you know, people are talking about you. It's a smart business move.
No, I agree with you, right? But
so where her heart is at?
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe she has a passion for stuff like this.
But it is weird,
though, she's making some money. She don't care.
It's interesting.
My ass. Her passion's around him.
But she doesn't, she's not like, she doesn't go out of her way to be seen or anything.
She's
what I mean? Like, she doesn't command the attention.
But now maybe we're just starting to see the start of it.
But they've been together for 2 years now.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've never seen photos of her at a game. She's at every game.
Right.
She goes out of her way to not be seen.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the other weird part about it. The only way into that stadium, and you saw it with Taylor Swift, you have to walk through the gates.
Yeah.
So, like, there's not even really pictures of her, like, walking in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she keeps a really low profile.
Okay.
Like, it's
but you can't keep a low profile if you're trying to push this hooch on people.
Okay, well, you think she'd be walking around with, like, a giant blow-up can of the Angel Margarita? Hey, guys!
Maybe she may do the advertising for it.
Well, right? I mean, I did see print ads yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, are they rolling this out nationally?
I do not know. All we have is that she is rolling out this margarita stuff.
All right.
So, all right, let's take a break.
All right.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Like, the brain power combined of, like, 30 people.
Really?
And we're still being outsmarted by what I thought was one of the dumbest animals that existed.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So for the last 2 years, we've had a pigeon problem here at our studio.
Right at the front door.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's like an overhang at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of stone. And like 2 years ago, this family of pigeons built a nest.
Yeah, they moved in.
Yep, right over where we walk in the door. And when you walk into the door every day, the pigeons freak out.
Yeah, they swoop out.
And somehow we are so dumb that despite the fact that it happens every day,
you forget.
You always forget the pigeon is there, and the pigeon always scares the crap out of you.
And it's dark and it's spooky.
Okay, so the pigeon started crapping all over the front step.
Yeah,
so you're crunching on that on the way in.
So the solution was get rid of the pigeon.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, they've tried different humane things to get rid of the pigeons, right? They started with some noises, didn't happen. They took the nest down after the eggs went away. The pigeons kept coming back.
Yeah.
They put up these metal spikes.
Yeah, which sometimes you'll see on top of buildings and stuff to keep the birds away.
No place for them to land.
Yeah. The pigeons knocked the spikes down onto the ground.
We walked in one morning and there were spikes all over the ground.
Yeah, as a message to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the newest thing that has been tried by our company here, and again, there have been 20 to 30 people included in this project to try and figure out how to get rid of this pigeon.
Brainstorm.
Was an owl.
Yes.
They got a fake owl, and they put it up where the...
Facing where the nest would be.
Yeah, where it would be.
Right next
to keep the pigeon
it.
Away. And for a little while, the pigeons went away.
Okay.
So this is fantastic, right? The owl worked. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I'm walking into the studio, and... The pigeon... now lives with the owl.
Yes. Yep. They made friends.
Yes.
They're standing face to face.
There is only enough room for a pigeon to stand where the owl is.
Yeah.
And the pigeon is now cuddling with the owl at all times.
They're buds.
Yes.
It's like a sex doll for them.
All right. I thought pigeons were supposed to be stupid.
Well, I thought all birds were stupid.
No, crows are like the smartest.
Well, we kind of found out later
on. I told you that, and you want to listen.
And I'm still the... I don't know how smart they are.
But let me put it this way. If I did a morning show with a crow, it would be a lot less stressful. It would probably remember what I told it.
Attack your face.
Okay. How come we're getting outsmarted? 30 humans combined are being outsmarted by two pigeons.
Well...
For 2 years!
We're not...
None of us are experts here.
Yeah, there's no wildlife people in this building. It's engineers and... Jerks on the radio.
It's our poor engineers. This is now part of their job, which it shouldn't be.
Pigeon patrol.
He's not a wildlife guy.
I understand, but like there was a point in human history where we didn't have a wildlife guy, and you had to figure out how to like defeat these things.
Well, because we used to defeat them not humanely.
Yeah.
See, like now we're trying to be nice to birds, and this is what we get for. Back in the old days, somebody here would have just blown them out, poisoned them, shot them. But we don't do that. Now we're nice. They didn't get any smarter.
Are you sure?
We just got more humane.
I do feel like birds living around humans, it does make them smarter. They understand what we do like we understand what they do, even though we don't understand what they do because we can't get rid of them. Do you think it's the same pigeons coming back, or are these new pigeons?
I thought it was the same
family. Did they return to the same place? Probably. Let's see.
252 WCMF. Are pigeons smart, or are all of us just really dumb? Because it's funny. Like, we bitch about the pigeons. I don't have any solution to get rid of them. We tried everything.
Yes. Most pigeons stay in the same area year-round. They're known to be loyal to their homes and often return to the same places to rest and lay eggs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wait, so they're Italian?
Yeah, you didn't see that 23-year-old kid pigeon still living with his mother?
How does he fly with that big thing around his neck?
You saw the Dion pigeon. He's got that chain around his neck in the commercial.
Oh, that's right.
No, I mean, I don't want to hurt the thing, but like... This is getting ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
It's not really doing anything to you.
It has longer term at this company than like five people that work here currently, right? I mean, its birthday went out in the email last week. And like, is living around pigeons dangerous? Because they call them rats with wings.
Oh, don't forget, they're crapping all over the place. That's not healthy. I'm walking through it. You're tracking it in. I mean, you're walking through.
For like 2 seconds.
Well, but it's still on your shoes.
And it's every day. And by the way, it is like a welcome blanket out there. It is. It's... thick and crunchy.
You could go in the other door.
No, I can't. I have to turn off the alarm when I get in every morning.
Well, not you, but crunchy shoes over here.
Crunchy shoes?
Well, I don't want to walk all the way around, take the ramp.
You're going to be taking the ramp without choice.
I don't want to rush it.
No, like, can I get sick walking around these pigeons every day?
It's filth.
Kimmy, can you Google, do pigeons carry disease, or am I thinking of seagulls?
Well, they probably eat them.
They eat roadkill. They got to be full of disease.
Okay, but everything eats roadkill. I've seen what you've eaten in the past.
Your mom?
Pigeons are generally not dangerous to humans.
Okay, that's good.
They can...
Don't lick your shoes.
They can pose health risks in certain situations, but I think it seems like you'd really have to like have a lot of interaction with
them. You know, you can't eat them.
Don't encourage people to eat
pigeons.
No,
but you can't. Okay, stop. In Italy, they eat pigeons.
Yeah.
And they serve them at restaurants.
There's a lot of things they do in Italy that I wouldn't recommend doing.
What, my grandmother?
No, I'd recommend doing her. 252 WCMF, talking about pigeons. At least there's not like a bunch of news stories about bird flu in the news recently to make us a little more uncomfortable.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Could they get the bird flu?
I don't know. Are they a bird?
Are they a bird? Yes, we're talking
about... That was a joke, you idiot! Yeah! They can get bird flu. They're a bird. It's called bird flu. It's not called Mulet flu. You can't be fortunate enough to have that spread across the country. Get rid of all you people. Yeah, I said you people. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF in the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Pigeons are easy to get rid of. You guys are just dumb. No, well, how about you follow that up with how to get rid of them?
But you know, he's going to go kill them. You know,
can't kill it. I don't want to kill it.
Well, you can't legally do it anyway. You get arrested for being, you know, cruel to animals.
Being a dick. I love how my argument is I don't want to be cruel, and your argument is I don't want to get arrested. You wouldn't have the balls to kill that pigeon.
I'd just shoot him with a gun.
Well, you don't know how to shoot a gun.
Yes, I do. I went to summer camp.
It's also resting on stone, so the bullet's going to ricochet back and hit you, and then you know what? Well, should shoot it with
a
gun.
You know what? I'll stand on your shoulders.
Two
for one sale.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to... Mike, hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I know how to get rid of them. I had to do it for the county. and a couple of their buildings, too. Okay.
What'd you do?
You get some wire mesh, okay?
Okay.
You have somebody get some Tapcon screws.
Okay.
Put them in the wall and cover that completely so it's flat so they cannot get up into the nest area.
Now, see, we tried that. One of the pigeons opened up a pigeon strip club.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding. It didn't really happen.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it is get wire mesh.
Okay, wire mesh.
Yep. Right. And fasten it to the wall. Right. Seeing your wall's brick. And fasten it to the overhang.
Okay. Do you think we're doing any of this, bro?
Well, bro, I'm not doing it, but it's good advice. I want
two pansy boys with girl hands is going to go up there.
Hey, I got man
tightening up screws in the brick.
Don't you dare talk about my hands. I got the mannest of hands. I got calluses, bro. Check it out. Look at them. Yeah.
That's from kettlebell.
Still counts.
Shut up, Tommy.
Yeah, tell him. Mike, thanks for the call. He knows how to get rid of it, Tommy. While you're messing around your mouth. 252-WCMF, a man who is, he is our resident wildlife expert.
All right, all right.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, how are you?
Good, man, what's up?
How are we doing?
Hey, I think pigeon is very smart bird. Here, the reason I said that, because where I came from, actually, people are betting or raising a bird, and then they bet money.
So he's not wrong.
Oh,
you've heard
pigeon
of,
races.
Have you heard of pigeon clapping, too? Like, in cities, people will keep pigeons as pets, and, like, based on noises you make with your hands, you can make the pigeons go different places and come back.
No. What you do is bring two different pigeons from two different owners, and then say you live in Webster, bring that pigeon to Buffalo, and then they're coming back. Who got home first?
No, it was a different thing. And they did have carrier pigeons.
Okay, how does this help us get rid of pigeons?
What we have to do is give it a mission.
This is absolutely no help, Teddy.
What you said.
Doesn't matter, Teddy. It doesn't matter. You have not helped us in any way to get rid of the pigeon, Teddy.
Well, we know they're smart.
Oh, my God.
No, I can bet on a FanDuel.
For you, Tommy, I'll bet anything.
Okay, Teddy, thanks for the call.
Tommy suck.
Looks like we're living with pigeons for the rest of our life. How long do pigeons live?
Oh.
Because we have to ride the
like
natural...
Like the standard bird?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying a pigeon. Like, we got
to... Well, but when, like, they're...
10 years?
No.
2 to 5 years.
We got three more years
in the wild, up to 15 years in captivity.
So, but they'll keep making little pigeons, so we'll never get rid of them.
Unless they kick... I mean, do the pigeons kick... They kick the babies out of the nest, or they find their
own
place?
No, but they probably come back because they know how good it is.
Ah! Damn it!
Call Teddy back.
No, shut up. We're going to take a break.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.